are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So boys' friendships are often built on jokes and games, but there's a deeper side to accountability, whether it's calling each other out or lifting each other up. True friendship means having each other's backs. So let's explore how accountability can transform boyhood friendships into lifelong bonds. We are joined on the line by Pastor Pasmo Munga, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi Muribwanji.
Tiribwino, Muribwanji.
Tiribwino. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for coming through to speak to us once again.
It's a pleasure for me too, and you are welcome, and our listeners.
Thank you. Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to have a conversation to the glory and honor of your name. We pray for our presenter, we pray for our listeners, and we pray for everyone that, Lord Jesus, will come closer to you than before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, when we're looking at our boy children and the friendships that they have, why is it important for them to be accountable, you know, to their friends? And what does accountability actually look like? Because they're still young, you know, below the ages of 18. they don't even know what accountability is. But what does it look like and why is it important?
Thank you. Accountability is very important for our boy children in a way that friends provide spiritual encouragement. You know, like my son, he's in boarding, he's with friends out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it is these friends. I remember when he was baptized with a friend, a childhood friend, and we were just called from school. Daniel was going to get baptized this Sabbath, and just to find out his friend was also there, a fellow pastor. So you can see that his friends provide spiritual encouragement. In one way or the other, they must have encouraged each other to do that. Meaning friends are there more than just merely hanging out together, just moving out the streets together, but they are there to give each other encouragement, just like the Bible says that two are better than one. Means in actual sense, a friend is a gift from God that is given to you. You are also a gift from God that is given to a friend. So in a nutshell, I'll say friends provide spiritual encouragement, that is, to each other.
Okay. So looking at, you know, these boys, a group of boys, if you have a big group of boys, I remember with my son, he doesn't have just one friend, like their group. Even where we're staying, we know when they say the boys, we know who they're speaking about, because exactly, in the same age group, they are a group, you know. So looking at how can now they be accountable as a group of friends? How can it help them, you know, to make better decisions and avoid the peer pressure? Because here we are, let's say we're having three or four boys, they are okay, but then there is this one that comes through from somewhere else who comes and pressures one of the team, you know. So how could it help when you are now having a circle of friends?
Children must be taught from the beginning, from an early stage, that friends speak God's word to one another. A true friend is supposed to speak God's word to the other, because the friendship is very critical, and a friend loves at all times, meaning they are not just there for each other for fun, much as they can have jokes, they can have fun together, but they are also there to build each other, and they build each other by the habits that they involve themselves in, the habits, their conduct, the places that they go to, the games, what they watch. Today we have got the phones, we have got the laptops. They may not go out there to play in the streets, but they can be playing on their phones and on their laptops. So they must be taught that you are a friend to those, so that you can help them. Those are friends that they can help you. If they don't help you, should you continue that friendship? You are not supposed to continue. If you can also not help those friends, then you are of no use to them, and you cannot continue, and it's not wise for you to continue in that friendship.
Yes. Yeah.
I do take a lot of time to sit down when my son comes from school. At times we go up to 01 or 02, just chatting.
Okay.
I just want I just hear stories with his friends, what he does, and he just freely speaks. And then I'm able to know whom does he interact with and what kind of conversations they have.
And, you know, you're mentioning something very interesting, Mfundisi, the role of parents there, because sometimes we don't speak to these children. I always, you know, nudge my husband. I'm like, take this one out for ice cream, you know, so that maybe they can talk. Or maybe when I'm with, because even the youngest ones that I have, Mfundisi, you know, you will hear things. It's like, Mama, this one said this. It was this one's birthday. This one, you understand? So I'm able to gauge the kind of conversations they're having, even at school, even at crash, because they're 3, 5, you know, you are able to pick things there, like this one is not right here, you know, for you to hang around. So it's very important as well as parents to be involved. So what are some examples, Mfundisi, of a healthy accountability in friendship, and how can our boy children practice it?
Thank you. A perfect fit that I find there is the relationship of David and Jonathan in the Bible.
Okay.
Where you find Jonathan, like we find that record in First Samuel chapter 23, if I can read verse 6.
Yes, please.
And Saul's son Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. Here is David who is being pursued by King Saul, and the son to his enemy, Jonathan, goes there to look for David in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan went to look for David in the wilderness, leaving comfort and security behind.
Mm.
That is an example of true friendship. These are boys. These are young, youngsters. So a friend who always seek a friend who is in need.
Mm.
In other words, a friend who sacrifices almost everything for the sake of the friend. So when I look at Jonathan and David, how they were friends and even making an agreement, I see that this is a perfect fit in terms of a health accountability for boys.
Okay. So how can they balance being supportive friends, Mfundisi, while also holding each other to high standards? Because I'm supporting you, but the things you're doing, you know, it's not make sure. So how can they now balance those being supportive as well as holding each other to high standards?
Hey, thank you. One of the principles that I can use there is, of course, what is mine is yours too. Meaning a friend is supposed to warm the other friend. As you warm the other friend, you also get warmed up. Like the golden rule, what you want to happen to the other person is what you want to happen to you should also happen to the other person. In other words, you are there to provide checks and balances to this friend. Where the friend goes, makes a mistake, you correct them. And of course, when you correct them in love. When you correct the friend, you find this friend also will correct you when you make a mistake. And then you're also careful when this friend, no, if I do this, my friend will not accept this. And the other friend will also be cautious that, if I do this, my friend will not do this. Why? Because you care for the other person. And because you care for the other person, you are interested in what they do and what they not do. When they don't live up to their standard, you can wake them up. No. And then what you said there, it does not fit well for you. Next time you can do this and that. And then that provides a good balance. When things don't work out, if the other friend insists the wrong way, the other one can leave. The other one, that is a safe way. Otherwise, you find the other person again becomes persuaded to do something wrong. In any case, children are supposed to be taught to make independent decisions. And that is very critical.
Yeah, indeed. So looking at, how can now accountability in boy friendship, Mfundisi, create a sense of trust and deeper connection? Sometimes I marvel at people who say, I've been friends with this one since primary school. I'm like, you are patient. Because some friendships, they don't last for 3 years. That's it. So how do they now, because they have been accountable, help each other to create a sense of trust and a deeper connection?
Loyalty is very key in terms of friendships. Loyalty is very key. Like we find the boys there, David and Jonathan, in their friendship, they made a covenant, actually. They made an agreement. A covenant, that means you make an agreement in the presence of the Lord that will be there for each other.
Okay.
I'll offer my bag to you, you offer my bag to me. So friendship is commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You are committed to the other person, the other person is committed to you. Friendship is loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
You are loyal to the, you will not betray this friend, come what may be.
Mm-hmm.
What is good for this friend is also good for you. What is bad for him is bad for you. Friendship, like we see in the relationship of David and Jonathan, is selfless. What you want for yourself is what you are willing to give to the other person or to the other people if it is a group. And the interesting thing with the friendship is that when you push your friend up, you are also going up.
Yes.
When you push another person down, you are also going down. So it's not only the other person, you are also going down.
Mm.
So that is also very critical in friendship. So this goes for a commitment. This goes for loyalty. And this calls for a selfless love or sacrifice to the other person.
Very, very, very profound, then, Mfundisi. I'm going to ask Pastor that please do pray for our boy children that, you know, they may learn to be accountable. And us as parents, we may help them to be accountable, you know, to their friends.
Thank you. Our Lord and our Savior, we thank you in a special way that Jesus, when you lived on earth, you pass through the age of a boy and you lived a perfect example, an example to all boys that when they rely upon the living God, they can live a life that is flawless, a life that pleases you all the time. We commit our sons, we commit our boys in your hands of love, that peer pressure will not drive them away from you, that when they are with their friends, they will remember that they are there to help you know you better. When they are surrounded with false influences, you are going to help them.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for this conversation, and we thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming through.
You are most welcome. God bless you, and God bless our listeners.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.